Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your host, Karen. And as you always know, it is 100% Mariah.
Yay. Happy Merry Holidays, everybody.
Mishmash, whatever you celebrate. Yay. Or don't celebrate, boo. Like,
whatever you do.
If you just take the day off because they paid you like me, you don't give a fuck what they're celebrating.
Take them days off.
Yes. I get to go home and still get paid. Yay to us.
You made it through the Indigenous Thanksgiving one. So there you go.
Yeah, you did. We for Thanksgiving, we went to go see our family. Oh, wait a minute. Before I go with the blabbering on, the reason why we are here is Keith and Hamda.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
I am a little disturbed. Keith has transferred into not wearing over the ear headphones, but to, I think he's practicing for the marathon, to be honest. That's why he's doing it on the last week thing. And I don't feel comfortable with stuff that's sticking out of his ears.
His AirPods? Yeah. Because he don't even got like the sleek ones that you kind of can't really see in your ears. His are like kind of sticking out like antenna.
Yeah,
so it just seemed like something gonna go wrong.
He's got the regular ones. It's his head.
Okay. I feel like he's going to start responding to stuff 5 minutes later. And we're gonna,
right. Everybody's air holes, they can't all be the same, right?
Oh, it's good that you call them air holes because you're putting AirPods in them. So now it makes sense.
Yay, yay, yay.
Well, we'll
see. I'm done making fun of Keith. That was my birthday present, and I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And Keith got AirPods on special, $75.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Is it weird that I do that? Whenever there's like an amazing deal, I have to tell people, but these are not my AirPods. But thank you.
But aren't you proud of him for getting?
I am.
I mean, it's a great deal. And I mean, this is why I love African American Friday.
Me too.
Because you feel so special shopping for that shit that you wanted and you held out a little bit longer. I got a video game that I wanted that was $70 just like 2-3 weeks ago. And I said, no, Rod, I bet you it's going to go on sale for Black Friday. And guess what? It did. And I saved $30. And I felt, now I'm playing the game, having a great time. But if I would have spent $70, I would have been like, this is not a $70 game. So look at me.
Good job.
It's better for the game, too. Now you like the game. You would have
now
hated
I like
it.
The game.
Yeah. How's it sounding, Keith?
Sounds good. I hear everybody.
Wow. That's we okay. hear you, too. Wow. This is nice. Find out what the battery life is.
Right. Right. We'll find out. Once start going, fading in and out, you start getting the dings in the phone. Deep, 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 deep. Everything start turning red.
I'm expecting something. I don't know what, but it's technology. I always expect there to be some some shit.
Right. Right. And you know that woman going to start talking and be like, I hear you. Hey. And you be like, hey, where did you come from, lady?
That's true.
We have a guest on named Siri. It's a fucking mess.
Yeah.
I didn't want to prompt her. That's why I didn't call her name. I was like, if I call her name, she'd be like, hey, I'm here. No. And the thing is, I got a watch, too. So periodically, I talk and a watch start prompting, too. I'm like, hey, this is too much of you.
I am kind of excited about the idea, though, because whenever I think about who are humans united against our robots, whenever I think about it, I'm always like, we got a chance because none of this shit works yet. Like we got a fighting chance. Like if the robots are like, we killing all the humans, it's like killing all the lost connection, lost waiting, holding, and then we just Windex the fuck out of them and we can win.
We have a chance.
They try to kill us, but like, you know how in Zoom you could be wearing whatever headphones, but all of a sudden Zoom decides to use some other system.
Yes.
And now it's on. So like the robot goes to shoot, but instead the thing switches to its butt and it just starts taking a shit because it's switched connection.
Yeah. It's like seeing from a different camera than it's supposed to. You're like, oh, it was easy to get away from them guys. All you got to do is hit control alt delete.
All you got to do is shut your computer screen.
Yeah, we already know how to beat these things. Okay, just like try to get directions and hold your phone upside down.
Yeah, I got to just turn it off, unplug it. I'll be good to go. I was looking the other day. You know, they got like smart toasters, toasters you can plug in that like is really smart. It actually shows you the picture of your toast and stuff. Yeah, it's really
fancy. But what else does it do? What it makes prays. It smart?
It prays, and then Mary shows up on your toast.
Thoughts and prayers? Wow. Wow. Like, I don't get, you know, I don't know, like, a smart toaster would be like, this is usually when you take it out, yeah. You know? Or like, is that the amount of butter that the doctor said to put on this? You know, maybe that.
It does homework and stuff.
Yeah, it weighs out your bread calorically.
You can ask it questions and it knows the answers. That's how it's smart.
Should I be eating this? No, the answer is always no.
Right. So, this is your third bagel today. Quit turning me on.
That's more like a mom toaster. It's just going to give you issues. It's a lot of carbs. No, toaster.
I see we're toasting bread again.
Yeah.
How quaint.
it just pops up like, you sure? Yes, no, you know.
Another fake pizza for your boyfriend. I'm sure he appreciates it at this point. He's calling it fake pizza. He loves it.
That's how we're going to take it over. Yeah.
But what? It's glass and you see through it?
No. Okay. No, well, at least the ones I've seen, you can't.
Oh, you could watch it on your phone while you're doing your emails. Shit, my toast is done. Hold on.
Yeah. Yes, you can watch it, and you could actually, on the screen, it tells you what the toast will look like when it pops up.
So it doesn't shock you.
Right. So you could be like, well, I like a number three. Well, then this is what a number three looks like.
Wow.
It's perfect for people with ADHD, I think.
No, it's perfect.
Because I could use like a notification on my phone, because I feel like, I don't know if y'all do this, but sometimes I'll go to do something like, oh, I'll make some toast real quick. And then like an hour later, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you go like, I don't remember toast parts. Like, I don't have toast parts in my mouth. Why is that?
Yeah. Like, I do that with coffee sometimes. Like, we have a coffee maker thing. I'll make coffee. And I'll just be like for a second, like, oh, let me check this email. And then like 20 minutes later, when the coffee's not even hot anymore, I'm like, oh, you know what? I do need a smart coffee maker because I'm stupid. It's not that the coffee maker is smart. It's just I'm fucking dumb.
No, you know, what we did is like we have such a small apartment and it's not separated by rooms except for the bathroom. Right. Excuse me, humble bag. But anyway,
New York.
Listen, I once had a bathroom / shower. So, you know, let's all give thanks to where we've come in our life. OK, so where was I? The bathroom related things. Why was I talking about the bathroom?
Some about coffee. And bathrooms and forgetting stuff
is related to the, I don't know. We have, an espresso thing that's on the actual, So we got two different devices, you know, those little, things, and you can speak to like, what's the weather? What's the news?
What's she whispering?
Google G-O-O-G-L-E. Okay. We don't want the smart devices going, hey, can I help you?
I see.
Yeah. They don't. They're listening. Okay.
That's anyway, weird. We gotta start being like that. Like, hey, Siri. Anyway, right.
And watch they be like, I know what you're spelling.
Right. I am 3 years old now. I know my name.
Remember on the Newsy show, we were talking about wristbands, and you know, straight white guys, they should have like a rainbow wristband. It comes people. I just said that. I just said. And on my phone the other day, where to buy wristbands. Like I've ever looked up wristbands.
Okay. Wow. Holy shit. I ran out of socks yesterday and we have like a laundry thing. I'm like, God damn it. I don't have any clean socks. Next time I looked at my timeline, do you need to buy socks? Man. Holy shit. It's so
odd how disturbed we are by it. But
I bought key, socks.
Low-key, I want it. Yes.
Yes.
Like, I feel like I'm the only one that's not afraid to be like, low-key, I'm glad y'all are listening. Because I forget sometimes. I'm like, You know, like I'm like, I'll be like out of incense or something. I'll just look at my phone. I'm like, incense, incense, incense. Uh-huh. I need some incense. Got to get some incense. And then, you know, later on when I'm able to get to a computer and get on Facebook, it's like, remember on Amazon where you need to buy some incense? I'm like, fuck yes, I remember, dude. Thank you.
That's the thing. I'm just like, oh, that's weird. I'm going to just buy socks and teach everyone a lesson here.
Yeah. I think yeah, I would so we- only be disturbed if it was giving me stuff that I low key just was not into. You know what I mean? Like if it was like, here's a Confederate flag. I'm like, whoa, come on. The algorithm's got to know me better than that.
But you know what? I wish it was smart enough that after you purchased it, there was a, I've already purchased this button.
Oh yes. We do need that.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Timeline. So, I already got this.
Yeah. Yeah,
I need like
this.
A check mark. Just like you did a good job. Let's keep this up. Yeah.
Go on to the next thing on my random request list that you're listening to me talk about.
Sriracha, sriracha, sriracha. All right. Let's see what you got. Shake them up. Shake them up. Shake them. Let's see what we got.
There was somebody posted on our Reddit. Like, hey, guys, don't forget, you know, give to the Kickstarter. We need this many to do this and all this stuff. And somebody wrote like, oh, thanks for the reminder, because I'm usually in the car, and by the time, you know, mm-hmm. I'm in front of the computer, I forget. So right now, if you need to remember, everyone say Kickstarter out loud.
Yes.
Because your machine's
Kickstarter. Kickstarter, Kickstarter, Kickstarter.
Say
Kickstarter,
it.
You know.
Say it with us. And when you get home and you get on Facebook or Reddit and you get that pop-up ad, you know what to do.
Pop up in your face. Here we are.
You know what to do. Do it.
Donate.
Oh, my God. In front of other people's phones, go, the Black Eyed Peas tips. Keith and the girl. Keith and the girl. The black guy who tips. Just say weird.
What if you like want to get a divorce and you get the other person's phone? You're just like, divorce lawyer, divorce lawyer, divorce lawyer, and then put it down before they could see.
Oh.
Why do I keep getting this pop-up?
What if your things in your timeline that don't match is your spouse going like, can you get him to get this soap?
Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Peloton, Peloton, Peloton. What?
Yeah, you know what? That's better than it used to be, because I think some companies got sued because, like, we're talking about people's doing this and they would like be pregnant or like have a pregnancy test. Yes. And then, but what happened is that shit will be sent to the house. Oh, so you're having a baby. Like they would actually just randomly mail shit. People like, don't send shit to my house.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is. I believe that was Target, and they got so ahead of their algorithm that they knew you were pregnant before you did. And so they were sending those coupons ahead of time. So they had to dial
bought,
back.
You haven't bought any tampons or pads in a while.
That might be too much.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's where you draw the line.
They know that much. They have to dial back how much they tell you about it, because they shouldn't be the ones going, you're having a baby.
Exactly.
But what I was saying about the devices is our Xerxes, I think it was last year, bought each of us like a little Google device that you can go like, hey, tell me this. Hey, tell me that, whatever. But it was too close to each other. So we put one in the kitchen now. And in the morning, I have to go, hey, Google, tell me the weather. Because if the other device hears it, it's blasting it through the whole house. So now we have to whisper all of what we want from Google, because that's how much room we have in the space.
Oh, shit. Now she's flossing on them.
We got two Googles up in here.
Not one, but two.
It was like 20
bucks. I see your big ball over there.
I just realized. Wait, also, like, I realized how much you guys, I'm like, oh no, guys, it's just 20 bucks. And I'm like, they're joking. That device sounds stupid. Like, we all have that. It's not. Cause I'm like, no, you guys, I'm totally hunting. Nobody cares. So you went to family for Thanksgiving, like, cause you guys actually do it. You have turkey, you do the whole thing. People care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was cool. Yeah,
we had a good time.
It was like a smaller than, like our normal thing that we used to do before the pandemic.
Yeah, past few years.
I want to say maybe we had 8 people, 9 people, something like that. But it was still bigger than anything we've done the last 2 years with our family. So that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God we just got like a cool family that's all vaccinated and boosted and shit.
Right.
So, or at least the ones that showed up were, you know, we didn't have like that one aunt that's like, you know, we got the 5G in it. And you're like, she didn't show up. No. So we got to have a good family time and all that stuff. It was cool.
Yeah, it was fun. We played Uno and had a good time. And then with my family, I didn't get to see them on Thanksgiving Day because I thought they was going to have it like out in the country. And they know me. I don't go to the country. And so I ended up going to my mom's house like the next day, the day after. And I enjoyed it. I had a good time sitting and talking to her about old people stuff. And then one of her cousins came by and then I was trapped in the room full of old people. It was like me and like four old people. And y'all know how old people talk. And then they go down memory lane and I found out who had babies with who and who had the secret baby. And I was sitting there going, what is happening right now? And then because I didn't realize that some of these old people had time on their hands. They started doing like the 23andMe. And so they was talking about what they were finding from the 23andMe. And I didn't notice they were saying that they got into the census and they were saying like they went back to like the 1920s and 30s. And they was like in the 1920s, they was like somebody had a kid and they had all these kids listed. In the 1940s, they was like some of those same kids with a different wife was listed on that same thing. So they were saying how they think that these people was having like 2 and 3 sets of children. You know, with different families and things like that. I was sitting there going, oh.
The old Nick Cannon.
Yes.
But back then, you can get away with it, even if it's down the street. And now you're getting caught literally 100 years later. Wow.
Yeah, so it is a trip with
them.
And
they probably talk about it like almost regular. Yes. Like, you know how he was, so this, you know.
Yes, you know how, and what's even better is, not better, but old people like to hold on to stuff, too. So I'm talking about, like, people in, like, their 60s and their 70s and their 80s. And so
they have a lot to hold on.
Yes, so they have, like, everybody's obituary. If you passed, they had an obituary on you. So they were bringing out the obituary and like reading like the families that was like in this related to who. And I know this person and such. So, yeah, I got caught up with the old people over the weekend, but I had a ball. I like to listen to old people because when I get old, I want somebody to listen to me talk. So
also, apparently they have all the information. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'd be drawing a tree going, who?
Yeah, my dad and my uncle have they work together a lot doing like what do you call it, like almost like TaskRabbit type stuff, you know. And it's just because my dad likes doing that shit.
Yeah, he likes to work.
So crazy. My dad retired from being like a computer engineer. And one of the computer engineers,
this is dad age, holy shit.
Yeah. And my dad works on he worked on this computer called the AS400. It's the like every major corporation like banks and shit use this computer as their main like thing. And so no matter how advanced technology gets, it all comes back down to like it was built on this one mainframe. And my dad knows how to do that stuff.
Most younger people don't.
Off the top of his head, he just boom, boom, boom. And so.
Well, but I imagine that means that he's not as afraid of technology as everybody his age. Holy shit.
So.
It's
Catch 22.
Yeah.
He's not that afraid of, like, he just learns computer languages for fun and shit. But he also knows the power of like how shit can go wrong. So he's also very much like, don't log into that shit on my computer. Like, don't, you know, like, okay, what, you on the Wi-Fi with that? Nah, get off my Wi-Fi with that bullshit. So like it's Catch 22. But the thing is, he was getting all this money to do this, and when he retired, there were still people, because it's like a sit down job and you can do a remote and stuff, people were still like, can you just like do this, we'll pay you even more money. And he just finally was like, no. But he'll still go and do shit like cut someone's grass and
aeration,
paint, like he'll aerate someone's lawn, he'll paint a house just because he likes to do it. He just to stay busy. So
okay,
listening to him and my uncle tell their tales of like the nightmare houses they've gone to and the dirty houses and the crazy people they worked with. That's always fun at Thanksgiving.
But that's work.
It, right?
That's not even like, you know, so I'm going to sit down, write a book, see what that feels like. You know what I mean? Or
The work you actually do retire from.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's doing that in retirement, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go aerate this lady's lawn. this week. And it was just like, but why? Why would you?
Let me ask you this. I imagine whilst keeping up with his own home, right?
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. He'll do stuff. He'll paint. Like,
they got a big garden in the back and all this shit.
All
and then he just does this shit.
Every time, you know, when we go by there, he always gives us pepper. I love going to their house because everything is fucking fresh. Watermelons, cucumbers, tomatoes, squash, you name it. They put mint.
Rod,
they put it under the ground.
Only your mom was this cool. I need both of your parents to adopt me. Fuck. Your mom's just real out, quick. Man. I might be a yoga instructor. And your dad's like, just real quick, I'm going to run down to the neighbors because nobody knows what they're doing and I'm bored. Holy shit.
Yes,
holy shit.
Changing careers. They have showed me the older you get, the more you can evolve. So I was like, well, hey, I got something to look forward to. I know life don't shut down because they like, no, we still got shit to do.
And absolutely. You know, I look at, I call it Khalili energy because I get on the phone. We have a regular once a week phone call with my brothers now. And I'm like, holy shit. I get off the phone. I'm like, Xerxes, my brothers have all this energy. My brother Andrew can't talk to us and also not do something. So he like biked for 10 miles while he's talking and they're doing their lawn and blah, blah, blah. And Xerxes looks at me like, yeah, you have the same last name. And I'm like, yeah, but they're doing all this. And he's like, you might be worse. I don't know how to tell you this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sometimes with my
dad, I'll think to myself like, God, he's always working. What the fuck? What's wrong with him? And then someone tries to schedule anything with me, and I'm like, oh, I can't do that. I'm doing a podcast, and I got to write something, and I got to do this. Am I always working? I'm just always working. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, it's a different type of work because listening to you guys, it's hilarious listening to y'all when you talk about how me and Rod, you know, we do the show 5 days a week, we do all this other stuff, and y'all like, well, that's a lot. And I'm looking like, but y'all do a 24-hour marathon.
Right.
Like, I'm looking at you like, but that's a lot.
If y'all hit y'all stretch code, you have to do more work. Keith starts a new Bible podcast. You go back to 5 days a week. That's work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's...
We're some hardworking people, guys. Let's make sure we take some time off going into the end of this year.
Yeah, for sure. The thing is that you really have to. And I think the energy and the busyness also goes to the social calendar. And I actually have to, I had to sit down for 2 years. That was depressing. Mm-hmm. But I had to put empty spots in my calendar so that I don't overschedule myself. Because you look at your calendar and you go, well, I'm free, so I might as well meet with so-and-so. That's going to be fun. It's not, but everything is draining. So I have to look at my calendar like it's an energy thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, there's already like something. If there's something on the calendar that day, I'm not doing a second thing because, the second thing is going to be loose.
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta have to be free flowing with that. And one more thing before I go into the shows, I found out I had acid reflux, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Welcome.
and I was like, this is common, but I didn't realize it. I was having chest pains and I couldn't understand why. I was like, what is this chest pain? I didn't have like some of the heavier symptoms, but I kept telling Roger, something don't feel right. I was having chest pains. And I think this time of the year, everybody goes to the doctor to get like their annual checkups. And so I went, my doctor was like, yeah, we're booked to 2023. I was like, but I need to see somebody. So I seen somebody else in the office and they just happened to be a heart specialist. And so they was like, people just see their chest and they go heart. You know, it's other organs besides your heart there. And she was telling me about the esophagus and a little thing. And I was like, oh, okay. So I feel better. She got me on some medication and stuff. But that was a trip because I was like, oh, my chest hurts. This is never good.
Oh, I didn't even... Oh, God, I always forget there's medication. I don't even know if I have acid reflux. I just know I'm sensitive. But that means you could take medication and you won't get the burn anymore?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah. She said take it for basically 2 weeks. And after the 2 weeks, it should subside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's painful. Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's what I do because this is uncomfortable. So yay for that. And I think that's about it.
Looked up acidic foods? They're the most fucking fun. This motherfucking weird ass human body. Tomatoes? No, that's acid. You would think, tomatoes.
Yep.
That's like mostly water. A little sugar.
Not a lot of spices.
No, that will fucking rip up your insides. Oh, peppers? That sounds like a healthy diet. No, that'll cut up your insides too. Onions? Forget it. You might throw up. What else? Nightshades in general. Eggplant? Eggplant sounds healthy, you know? No.
Yeah, I had to, since I do the cooking, after she told me that, I just started taking all the peppers out of the food I cook. Like,
yeah, you can have like, mushrooms and lettuce. Enjoy right. yourself.
I was like, we're just not playing with this. I don't, you know, let's just go ahead and avoid this. If anything, like I'm take a little bit and sprinkle it in something I'm eating, like after I've separated it out. But I had to cut way back because, you know, I like it spicy, but I don't, you know, I don't want to cause anybody, you know, heartache in here.
Yeah. And I did not realize what was going on. I was like, this is not good. I was because they did like the, what is it, EKG. I'm about to tell that name, but ooh, who knows what I was about to call that. But when they put the little stickers all on your body to test your heart, and they was like, well, everything is pumping fine, so we know it ain't your heart. And so I'm glad that they actually figured out what it was, because I was like, I don't like this feeling. So I guess welcome to the club, because you know they have over-the-counter stuff you can take too. But this right here, what she gave me, she's actually prescribed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I take the chalky thing sometimes. I chew it. But I also like eat so much slower. Don't eat that slow. So
Right. You gotta like plan it out and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I might have a pizza tonight. Mm-hmm. Fucking start on this shit.
Before we happen. KATG episode.
Sponsor of the week. I forgot. Let me throw this in here.
I'm sorry. I was trying to be considerate for Bianca because I know she's looking at the clock on me.
Don't worry about that. She loves us. She is what's worse than more of us? You know what I mean? She loves us. This episode of last week on Keith and the Girl is sponsored by Goodbye Spoil. We just had Thanksgiving over here. And I'm ready to pass over these leftovers.
Oh,
that's right. For the low price of $60 a week, you can get my old food delivered straight to your door. And it might be old to me, but it's new to you. Did you see the pictures of the plate I put up on Instagram last Thursday? Looked delicious. Could be yours next Thursday. Act now, because if you don't, it's going right in the trash. And they're going to come get it tomorrow. So if I don't get any offers at goodbyespoil.com/KATG, then you won't be able to get your first box. So make sure you guys do that. goodbyespoil.com/KATG. Just use code Roderick and with an E. Don't forget the E. Use code Roderick and I'll make sure your first box is twice as much.
What? You said Roderick, don't forget the E. Holy shit. There's so many letters in that.
Yeah. My parents.
That's a long code.
Listen, my parents gave me a good resume name. They never know I'm black till I'm there. Like, it's beautiful.
Same thing with me. And sometimes I think they're actually surprised when I walk in. I have a very generic name. So they'll be like, Karen. They're like, oh.
Well, now you just don't get the interview for different reasons.
That's true.
Karen.
Yeah.
Trash.
You know what? I mean, I don't mean to call you out, but y'all white women, y'all done fucked up the brand. I mean, goddamn. I mean...
Yes, Karen used to meet Sharon. Yeah, that's now it's the
now
worst.
Now look at it. Now it's Karen.
Yeah.
And lastly, Minimum Rage.
Yes.
Ooh.
Tampa Bay Burger King manager used his headset to alert a drive-through customer to call 911 during a robbery.
Wow.
Yeah, I wanna hear that exchange.
Wow.
Burger King, can I help you? Yeah, I like a number five. You mean a number nine and then two number ones? it was 5:30 p.m. on a Friday, November 18th. A man entered the Burger King nearby West DeLeon Street and Southdale Mabry Highway, and he demanded free food from the employees.
That's it. Sorry.
Honestly, is that really a robbery?
No, I don't want no money. I just want free food.
As someone who has worked in fast food, honestly, that's a light day. You can have the free food, bro. I don't.
I'm not all the chicken nuggets.
Do I look like Mr. King? I'm not Mr. Burger King taking shit. Who the fuck?
Did he say how much food?
Let's see. The employees reportedly refused his demand. So I don't know how much, but I guess it was too much. That's when surveillance video released by the Tampa Police Department showed the man appearing to yell at the cashier counter before pulling out a set of pliers from his pocket and walking toward them.
Pliers?
He banged the pliers on the counter, struck a cash register, and knocked it over before leaping over the counter where he continued to make threats.
Oh, I didn't know he could leap.
Bet you wished you gave him that Whopper at that point.
Right.
Like two minutes ago, a Whopper would have solved all this shit.
Right. He would have walked on at the front door. He had never paid cars.
Yeah, you misheard. We said yes to Whoppers.
I said, have it your way, whatever way that is. Also, honestly, I'd rather get shot than pliered to death. Like, pliers, that should seem like it'd take a long time to kill you, man.
All of these decisions by this person trying to rob are just the worst. Every decision he's making should make me be like, lock him up. But every time he's like, I'm going to rob you for food, I'm like, oh, sweetie. Okay. Yeah.
Like, don't make me pull out my pliers. You're like, you're bad at this.
You're terrible. This was not a well thought out plan.
I don't like pliers coming at me, but.
Now put the money in the straw. Oh, don't you mean bag? Oh, you're bad, guys. So the manager discreetly let a drive-through customer know through her radio headset that they were endangering to call 911.
Oh, that's so smart.
At the back window.
What the fuck is discreetly in a drive-through? Nothing's discreet in a drive-through. Have you ever been in a drive-through? It's always like, can I have a number one? Excuse me, ma'am. How much? What number? We don't have none.
I guess they must have turned it off where the sound couldn't come in. It could only go out.
Must have something.
Wow, they didn't do shit like that. They're just hoping you can't hear from the outside. Okay, so we don't have the clapper or anything, but you know what you can do is you have your phone on your nightstand. Hey, robot, turn on my flashlight. And then you lay down. Hey, robot, turn off my flashlight. Now, I think this is one of those things that shouldn't have a call and response. Hey, robot, turn off my flashlight. The flashlight turns off. And then the robot goes, I've turned your flashlight off. And I'm like, I can tell.
Yes.
It's a flashlight. You know, I might be trying to be subtle about.
Yes. My stalker is here and I don't want him to see the fucking light, but you just fucking told him where I am in the building.
I figured out you turned my flashlight off. My only source of light is now, you know? So I picture it like that, like, can you, what? No, not
the
phone. Yeah. You can have all the service if you call 911. Not one. Number four.
I didn't want 9 Big Macs.
Right. Sir, that's going to be 9-11. 9-11 for, I just wanted a Whopper with cheese.
All I wanted was a McFlurry.
I know inflation is high, but that is a crazy amount of money to pay for a junior Whopper.
I'm looking at the menu. There's nothing on the menu that's not 911.
Sir, believe me when I say that is going to cost you $9.11. You should probably call the office. Check on that. Maybe
you know what they should do? Through the thing, go, I'm gonna fucking murder you. You are dead meat. 911. I am being assaulted verbally through this thing. Yeah, and fuck your mom too. He is saying I could fuck my the guy has a gun. You should go into this Burger King. Or the opposite happens, and it's like how you you try to kick your partner under the table and shut the fuck up. They're like, call 911. This is discreet. Because there seems to be something wrong with your drive-through. You keep saying call 911, but I can't find the
murderer's in the building with the pliers. I know what y'all trying to do. The thing, the threatening the customer thing wouldn't work on me and Keith though, because we just go somewhere else. I should have known. You know, I said I know number one. You said you were gonna murder me. What the fuck was I thinking?
I got known it was gonna be $9.11.
I have leftover turkey at home. This was on me. I'm gonna leave the money in the drive-through. Y'all just come get it because this was totally my fault.
I took your time. Here's money for your time.
So the police came, and they located the robber eating his food in the men's restroom.
Another, oh, oh, sweet. What do you guys say? Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, bless your heart.
Because I just saw the video. Bless his heart. I mean, that's, you know, he's wired up. So that's really scary. Like, his moves are jittery. That's the most scary.
And they did give him the food.
It wasn't worth getting beat by no pliers. Ain't no telling what diseases is on that thing.
His 50-year-old Hubert Credit Jr.
That sounds like an old black man name.
Well, you're not wrong.
That's the race.
Hubert Credit Jr. I've never seen someone with the last name Credit, you know.
The middle name Credit. Oh, Jr.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love Jr. Hubert Credit Jr. So there's two of these at least.
He doesn't seem like good credit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the headline should have said. It was bad credit at the McDonald's or whatever. Yeah,
this gives like Goodwill Hunting they did name it. No, it's a bad title, it's a bad last name, even if it is your last name, don't use it. Not cool, too lazy. Everything else in the movie but the apples part was phenomenal. There's no need for him to have a girlfriend, but we understand that you feel we need to have that. That's fine. But okay.
Well, I'm naming now when I write this screenplay, it's going to be called Good Credit. And
exactly. Good credit, bad credit.
Good credit, bad credit is going to be about this guy and his issues and his pliers and his food.
Is his credit score 666? That could be in the trailer. When your credit score is 666 and everyone is turning you down, find your good credit versus bad credit. And you see like a little Satan on one shoulder. And a little, like,
at the end, he could get out of jail for credit for time served. You know, there's a lot of, we can do a lot with this. And I think we just wrote us $1 million movie. Ooh. But yeah, he was
$1 million movie apparently is a small budget.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't say it was going to be successful. Okay. I just think we wrote this one.
Turn over profit.
It's going straight to BET, guys. No one's buying this. Okay. We don't have a love interest.
It's going to turn a profit if somebody with the last name Profit buys us.
Yeah, exactly.
Buys it. Yeah.
It's going straight to Tyler Perry. All right. There was no reported injuries during the robbery. Credit's bond is set at $15,500, record show. So,
bond should be a burger. What the fuck? You can't find it.
$15,000. It is a pretty expensive combo meal, you know?
You get the pickles falling off. And so it's wilted lettuce.
Yeah,
the guy I bet he wanted to get caught. He wanted to get caught. Now he gets food three times a week, a day.
That's the worst part is getting the food, you know, because you get in, you're like, fuck, I did all this for this shit.
Well, like, Hennessy's brother did that. He's like a sort of a lifelong criminal and has been criminalized by the system. So he got out of jail and just could not function. So he went and robbed the bank. And said, like, hey, I have a gun. I don't even think he had a gun. And they gave him some money. It was something low, like $1,000. I can't even remember that. Mm. The important part is whatever he robbed them with, he went outside, sat down in front of the bank and waited for the cops.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's just doing better behind bars.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
It was weird when the homeless guy said, I need fries with no salt, please. And then they saw him put salt on anyway. Come on.
And that was the part where he just went in the bathroom and ate it anyway. Like, he was like, this is what I should have known. I was robbing a fast food place. This is on me.
I should have known better. It's on
them for working here. They should have known they would be robbed. It's on me for robbing this because, of course, the order's wrong. I said barbecues. Fuck it. That's fine.
He took a bite of the sandwich and then it's like, oh god, this shit goes right through me. I totally forgot.
Yeah.
I should have known better.
I was hungrier before I attempted to murder them.
This is such a sad crime.
It is.
Yeah, because when jail food is better. Than your life. Oh boy.
Yeah.
That's how I thought about the Totally Not Pirates from some, you know, totally not black place, and they're totally not black.
Yeah.
But
pirates are,
because that would be racist.
Blackbeard. That's what they're into.
I just thought, like, you know, all three of those guys are living a horrendous life. One of them doesn't even have shoes to come rob the place. They don't They don't have anything. And then the one guy survives and gets caught, and they're taking him to America, to the U.S., to go to jail. I'm like, well, where were you going?
Yeah, he kind of won.
Vacation.
It should have, instead of ending with Tom Hanks crying, it should have ended with that guy smiling.
Like just getting like out with the his bologna sandwich behind bars. Yeah. Like, holy shit, I get a bed.
Yeah. Here's your bed and your three meals a day, you motherfucker. He's just like, that worked out for me.
And people winning. Are hanging out with me. Excellent.
Yeah, exactly.
He knocks on the bed the way you fluff a pillow. Yeah, right. That's good. That's
yeah. Good. He's getting education and shit in jail. Right. Like, this ain't bad. This ain't bad
at all.
I get out of here after 10 years. I'm going to have a fucking degree. I'm going to be a fucking taxi driver or some shit. This is going to be awesome.
This is the best life. Good for him. I can't wait to see that movie. Good for him.
Oh, no.
KATG, episode 3605.
All right. It's time to guess. Oh. The title.
Okay. Very yummy. All right.
All right. Whenever you're in a restaurant, the person
order
that's
up.
Like, oh, no. Shit, him just got a yummy. Oh, all right. Go ahead, Karen.
Oh, I was about to give it. I'm sorry. I didn't know we realized what was playing. I was about to spoil and give the answer away. My bad. Order up with Rojo Perez. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, I was listening, and they have been the guests before, so I remembered.
Also, maybe you've just been reading all the names in Spanish.
Yes, it makes sense.
You that should have been Rojo.
Oh, no, but so don't tell I fucked that up.
Was he an asshole?
No, he was so much fun. I'm sorry.
No, he's not.
He's never an asshole. No. He's so good.
Unless a lot of fun.
Unless he did one of those jobs that he talked about for you. Mm-hmm. Then, yes, he wasn't the best Van Parker in the world. And kind of an asshole move to do your roach spray right in the middle of the room so you don't get too close to my bugs. That's a little interesting.
Yeah.
But now, not in this area of his life, no. He was not an asshole.
No, as a guest on KATG, he's always with the shits. I love it. Right. Like, whenever y'all come up with an idea or a topic, he seems so enthusiastic to roll into whatever's next. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah,
I do, too. And I also would like to know why Ronald McDonald is always smiling. The world needs to know.
Hiding all that shit that be happening at his restaurants.
I never know.
He just robbed the McDonald's. He's like, see? It's not always chaos.
That's sometimes the next McDonald's commercial is it's a gritty robbery. And the guy ends up being a 50-year-old dude eating in the bathroom. Before the police show up. But then Ronald walks in and like puts a smile on his face right before the cops get there. Cause that's the real McDonald's, you know?
See, I couldn't work at those places, especially if I was younger, because you don't understand things on top of it. And somebody coming in just hungry and asking for it, I'd be like, you come by every day at this time. Here's my schedule. And then it's like, dummy.
We should have. You know what? McDonald's knows what's up though, because they have a mascot that's a hamburger. So he literally is robbing the place of the food. So they know how it goes down. They put those kids on the front lines of the battlefield, and we don't even fucking know it. I was a 15-year-old working at McDonald's.
You worked at one of the worst ones in the area
at the most robbed McDonald's in Charlotte.
Yep, the most robbed.
Yep. Wow.
How many times did you personally? Were there when you got robbed.
He would always your come boy, after they were robbed.
Your boy got the motherfucking luck of the Irish, okay? I was always coming in after a robbery. Oh, it's the best. Leaving before him and coming in after him. Because we have sundown laws or something where like kids under 16, you gotta like be off the clock before the sun's down. So like whenever the nighttime robberies was happening, your boy wasn't in there, and I just never worked a day where they got robbed during the day. So they should have worked my shift. You know what I'm saying? They should have been trying to get with me because I was robbery free up in there.
Oh my goodness. My mom got caught in two robberies at gunpoint, working the register at my father's store. And then another guy, it was in not the greatest neighborhood. Yeah. Another guy came in and it was a clothing store. So the clothing is right by the door. So he comes in, puts his hand into the clothing, squeezes, picks up so that the hangers come off, and starts running.
Wow.
Very innovative. Someone was getting dresses half off down the street somewhere.
Well, was getting them hot.
I know your mom had to be pissed when she seen people walking down the street and like, that's our fucking shirt. You fucking know that's our shirt, dude. Whatever.
Kendra's mom's half off, but it's a crust. Yes.
You won't believe the deal I got on this. Actually, I would believe it.
Turn around and be like, why are you trying to sell me my shit? Yeah. You can just get this from my store.
It fell off your truck. but I was there. I was there at the register. I was there in the other store in the worst neighborhood at the register. I was never around for any of the robbing. And I don't
you got
know
good
how.
Luck, man. Charmed existence somehow, because I ain't built for no robbery, man. I'm folding. They can have whatever
they want in there, because
like it's better for everybody. I wasn't there when we got robbed, because I would have been like, listen, shoot him first. Fuck it. Hey, the safe in the back, the manager gonna act like he don't know the code. He know the fucking code.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be. I think that I would rather have had the tumor than have been robbed at gunpoint. Yeah. Because that's like, I don't know. You figure out a tumor. I figured it out in a nice safe space in a hospital. Mm-hmm. You're not figuring out a gun in your face until the gun's in your face. Right. And it's like, oh, now a gun could just be in my face forever.
Right.
That's a lot. No.
And I feel like a good 75% of these, like someone got shot during robbery stories, are people that didn't even do nothing wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Like I can see if it was like, well, of course you got shot. You tried to punch the guy. It's like, this shit is like, I put my hands up and he shot me. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, they buddy? Do you not nervous. Know how robbery works? Yeah, you don't have to do any of that.
My poor mom just put on lotion on her hands and she couldn't get the register open. He's like, you better open it. She's like, I promise I just put on lotion and it's difficult. And her English is getting worse and worse because she's scared.
Nervous. Yes.
Yeah. Aww. Now the thing is slipping and she can't open the register. And I'm really glad I wasn't there to see that because I would have pissed my pants. That's crazy.
I would have went to jail as an accessory because I would have opened up other people's registers and shit. Hey, it's something over here too, dude. Don't leave. Hold on. Don't forget the drive-thru. You know, that's where the money at. In this.
They go by, Rob was in on this crime.
They supposed to clean it out at 10 a.m. at 10 o'clock, but they trust me, it's some extra bank in there. We did 3 buses today.
That's right, because y'all did the busing a lot, some Carowinds.
Yeah, we used to have.
I used to hate that bullshit.
We had an amusement park up the street. We were the closest fast food restaurant to an amusement park. So every day we would get multiple school buses of children.
Mm-hmm. And people would yell bus on the lot and the whole place would go.
I still have PTSD from bus on the lot.
Me too, because I worked at a restaurant, like a sit-in restaurant not too far from there. And yeah, people drive. And when they say bus on the lot, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah. Shout out to the bear.
Bus on the lot. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, and it is not fun.
We all have our Vietnam.
Listen.
Meanwhile, Keith's the only one who went in the army. We're like,
honestly,
I was around the area that before I got there got robbed. So
yeah. Honestly, though, I do need like my own Veterans Day. That should be a fast food Veterans Day. And yes. I'm not even joking.
Yes.
If you worked in fast food,
yeah,
you got some type of PTSD. I don't know what it is.
Willing to share that. It. Yeah.
Yes, you do. Like Roger has always said, if you've worked any type of fast food at some period of time, you have cried or felt like crying in a freezer.
A
freezer, a walk-in, a refrigerator. Like you have been in there by yourself with a pack of frozen beef patties, crying frozen tears because somebody acted a fool.
You know what? So, you shouldn't go by me because I've literally cried at every job, including podcasting. Every single job. I've cried before I sang on stage, after, just the whole every job that I have had on the way to your kids' party. I've cried all of it. Cried.
You like a good cry, though.
Yeah. You gotta respond to life.
Yeah, you don't count.
Yeah.
I'm talking about me. I don't cry at no other jobs. I only cried at a fast food job.
Yeah, I think one time I ended up crying. A customer ended up cussing me out, and I was very distraught. So I just turned away and walked away from him and went to the back and told my manager and sat down. I was like, I refuse to serve him. But what I didn't know is that somebody else was sitting across, I guess a good Samaritan, and next thing I know, it's big old commotion up front.
Wow.
Because the customer had got up and said, I heard what you said to her. And he said, I don't have to worry about losing my motherfucking job. Say that shit to my face. I was like, oh. So that was up front brawling. Because you know, but I was crying because I was like, no.
That's what I would do. Thank you for your note. I will be in the back crying because that's better than looking at your face. Thank you.
Yep. And that's why when y'all was talking about calling 911, yes, I know the rules and regulations, but I believe in calling 911. Yes, I believe I'm not breaking up no fight because I am not a fighter. Let them do their job. I'm not getting stabbed, punched. I'm not being a bystander.
Well, it wasn't a fight for Rojo, though. It was someone passed out in the street, and he called 911.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I will not keep going. I've called 911 and like been driving by and something happened, and I be giving them information. They be like, you wants to call you back? I'm like, nope, lose my number. I'm just telling you, being a good Samaritan, it's an accident down there, and this is the location. Mm-mm, don't call me back.
I've done that. They're like, can we call you back? I'm like, boo.
Right. No. I was never here.
And you know what? I did not know that they could call you back. I remember as a child, mm-hmm. I had strep throat. So I was really sick. So I called 911 and talked to them and told them it was an emergency. It really wasn't. I told them it was an emergency. And so they started talking to me, asking questions. And I was about 7, 8. I didn't know how to answer questions. So I hung up in a panic and I did not know that they could call back the house phone. Until my mama came in and said, you called 911. The people called me back and said it was an emergency in this house. Some child called them.
But they have to come now, right? Did they come to the house?
No, they don't have to come.
No, they didn't come.
My brother did something similarly. The coach at my high school, he would open up the basketball gym and my dad would come in and with some other guys and they play full court, but they weren't doing it like by renting out the gym or signing anything. It was just like, I work here. Let's all play ball together. Keep it on the hush hush. And we'll just have like a fun full court basketball, you know, pickup game. And my brother, for some fucking reason, calls 911 from the fucking payphone in the gym.
Shit,
and the police and the police call back. And thank God they actually call back and then just come straight up there, because then my dad answered and was like, no, everything's fine. That was my son. And like, they're like, is it an emergency or something? I'm like, no. And I'm going to talk to him, but talk to him. I'm going to talk to him after this.
Anyway, like that's strange. I would think a child calls and an adult picks up after goes, no, everything's cool. Right. I would think they would have to check up on that.
I think it's because my brother like hung up or some shit. Like he didn't even have a thing. Like they didn't even know a child called. You know what I mean? It's like my dad was telling them, like, no, this is what happened. So speaking of which, this is why I was on Rojo's side of calling 911.
Okay.
They don't want to do the extra work. Mm-mm. So like if the person's there and they're like illegally in the country, it's just like, what the fuck? Now that's more paperwork. Can you get home? Are you okay? Do you need to go to the hospital? That's all they want to do. They don't want to do all that extra shit.
You're right. Not only that, I think we are a whatchamacallit state where we protect.
So you can't even do it.
Yeah. Shit. I got to text him because he texted me the next day saying he's still thinking about it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, and he goes, I don't have my phone on me. That he's still thinking about it. I'm like, what are you even talking about? Because he sent me a random thing. I thought he sent it to the wrong person. I'm like, right. Do you know that you're texting me? And then he's like, yeah, I'm still thinking about it. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm probably just being paranoid, you know?
Yeah. Because cops don't be wanting to. They don't want to do their regular job.
I think
it's hard to get them to come out for a real 911 call.
Right.
Like, they definitely ain't coming out for the one where the dad. If your dad gets on the phone, like, he's just fucking full of shit. Nothing happened. They're probably like, all right, cool. Guys, delete that from the record. We never got that call. too bad for that kid.
Yeah, because when I called, I told them I had a strep throat. So they knew it was like not an emergency. So my mom was like, I have a sick child. She has a strep throat.
Oh, my God.
which is the worst. Oh, and also in this particular episode, I don't know why, but it always makes me laugh. When Hamda wants no spoilers for something that she's going to see 10 to 15 years from now, I always cackle. every single time. She'd be like, what's Paul? I was like, the best is when Keith. You're not going to remember.
The best is when Keith immediately goes, so what's the name of it? And she never knows. It's like, don't spoil this. I want to see that. And he's like, name it. Like, I see.
Touché.
I get nervous that I'm going to remember, you know, okay, so it happened on that Joker movie. I forget. Mm-hmm. Was it called The Joker? I don't know. Anyway, we were talking about it and I try not to hold on to any of the information. Then a couple of years later, I see it and I'm like, oh no, I remember based on, I'm like, oh, this is a movie we talked about on the show. And then it starts like unlocking. I'm like, wait, when we were talking about a movie that sounds like this on the show, this character was fake. And I'm like, I think there's a fake character. Yeah. All right. It's on me. I get it. I apologize.
Sometimes I think it's
just funny. It just makes me laugh.
I think also, though, over the years, Keith has gotten better about the spoilers than he used to be. It used to be like a movie would come out and like the next day sometimes on the show when he's shitting on the movie, he's like giving away. Because it's hard to shit on something without giving away like exactly what was fucked up.
Correct.
Because you know what people are going to say in response to what you're saying. And so you kind of have to anticipate it and be like, no, the motherfucker was fake. And that's why this third act was stupid or whatever. And he's gotten better about keeping it more vague or whatever. Because like sometimes I used to just skip episodes. If like Keith was going to talk about a movie, I'd be like, let me go see that shit. I'll come back to this. But lately, I've been able to just go, the last few years, actually, I've been able to be like, oh, no. He didn't give away enough of it for me not to watch it. He just thinks it's stupid. And maybe like a week or two later, he'll give you like the detail, like, no, I said it was stupid and here's why.
Yeah, I'm trying to go back to giving more detail. it's only bad news for, you know, a certain somebody. But if, in general, if you're saving lives, then the good far outweighs the bad.
What about if it's a movie you like? Like you do want people to see it. You're not saving lives.
It really depends. I could be getting you to see it by telling you what's so great about the end. Okay. You know, it's really
well.
I still think
you've been doing a good job, okay. A better job, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my last thing before I go to Keith and the polls, I ring the bell at the deli. I'm not gonna lie. And the reason why is because if I'm standing there a smooth 3 minutes and I see you back in the back chopping up fish, bing, 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 bitch. I don't have all day.
And now, do you actually ring three times? Because I'll do a light, like I'll hold it down. So it's like maybe they hear the essence of a ding, you know? I'm scared.
and the thing is, most of the time I will wait. I'm very, very patient. Like, it's not like I come up there and be like, bing, bing. I come up there and I wait and look around. And a lot of times what happens is that they'll be in the back somewhere, like not close in the vicinity. And I don't know where you are. And it's not my job to find out where you are in the grocery store. So ring it so somebody can come.
I am throwing a little bit of doubt on this story because we always go to the store together. There's almost never a time when we have to do it. And the one or two times we've had to ring the bell, it's been like a 2-minute discussion. It's never been just like,
yeah, it's not immediate.
Bitch, get up. Like, no, it's always been like, should we ring the bell? Is that weird? Or, I mean, it's right there, right? We should ring the.
Mm-hmm. I definitely have those thoughts before.
Yeah. Yes. Like, it's never like the assertive, like when you check in at a hotel in the 1950s. Yeah. Bell ring that like Karen just made it out to be, or it's like, I bing bitch. Like, no, it's not bing bitch. It's very much like bing, hello, is anyone working
around in the vicinity?
Also, like when you have your mask on with the deli, I feel like they be trying it when they hit you with the like, you want to try a sample? Mm. No, of course the fuck not. I have a mask on. Like, what is this, a trick? I have a mask on. I can't.
You guys get samples at the supermarket from the deli guy?
They never. Oh, it must be different in New York. But yeah, here they like, yeah, you want to try it?
Do you know the exchange I had
about it?
I went to the deli guy today and I've talked to you about this guy. He was very friendly. Smiled.
These are your dogs. You talk to them.
This is the younger one. And he's taller. So I could see that he's there. So he's like talking to someone else. And he is pretty busy. I come back and he goes, hi, how you doing? I'm like, good. How are you doing? And, you know, now we're having good. I'm busy. And I'm like, but you started this conversation and now I don't know if to tell you my order or you just said I'm busy and stop talking to me. So he goes, good, I'm busy. And I go, can I have a pound of, because I'm like, is this to come? How do I segue? I don't know.
word. Turkey, though. Yeah. What's going on with turkey in your life right now?
You busy with some turkey?
Yeah, with our deli, one, it's the South. Everything's slower. Everything's so you got to remember that. Huh? And then two, they mostly offer it when you're trying something new.
Yeah.
So like maybe they have something on sale and it's like, the roast turkey is on sale. And it's like, all right, I think I'll get a half pound of that. And they'll be like, oh, would you like to try a slice first?
They
do it all the time.
Would you? You already ordered and they go, why don't you try it first?
It make you feel bad, honestly, to say no.
Yeah, it does. And they do it because it was like, I don't want to slice this shit up and you don't like it.
Yeah, well, I don't even know. But that's funny, though, because like that's not why they do it, because I wouldn't know I don't like it till I get home. So it's not like I'm going to eat it in front of their face in the deli. Like they slice it. It goes in a bag. I buy it. I go home.
Yeah, but
what I'm going to remember the shit 2 weeks later, like, you fucked me on that Chipotle cheese, motherfucker. Like,
I said, that's probably why they do the samples. Because so you can be like, no, I don't like that. I get something else. Because some people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're definitely doing it so that you can get the best thing. I'm just saying it's not even a selfish motive of like,
okay,
I'm doing it because you might go somewhere else in the building, eat some and come back and realize that I gave you some bullshit. They're just nice and we have nothing to do down here.
Right.
So why not get a slice of free meat and cheese and shit? But it's just weird when you have the mask on is all I'm saying. I don't care one way or the other for the sample, to be honest, but when I have the mask on, it feels like a move. Like,
first of all, how dare you say that you don't care one way or another? Second, we lost the only supermarket that was giving us samples on a regular, stopped giving samples because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
We never got that shit back. Okay. I go to Trader Joe's. Or other week. Do you think I've gotten any samples? No. And I have been very tempted to be like, I just tried this and just leave it at the counter for them, because they do, they will let you try it if you, but I'm just like, nope, I can't. Mm-hmm. But I used to look forward to the sample. Mm-hmm. What's sampling today, Trader Joe's? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you'd come late and they're like, no, that's afternoon samples. Tonight we just have this juice. And I'm like, that's, also, no, I don't want a shot of your juice.
Maybe it's because y'all live in a city that had like vaccine mandates and mask rules and stuff. And so there's like a down south is there is very much the opposite of like, we're going back to normal. So like everywhere the samples are back, you know, like Trader Joe's is back, Costco's back,
they don't stop
Publix
the,
is back,
the cooking ones, because they had stopped the ones that
the people in there cooking are back. Like yeah, they just don't give a fuck down samples. Here
it was like, we back to normal, baby.
Yeah. But yeah, it feels like a move. Karen, I'm back
no,
to you.
Oh, no problem. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, have you been to a movie theater in 2022?
Yes.
The first episode. Oh, so 2022, is this the year we saw the Everything Bagel movie, or was that last year? Mm-hmm. I went to the theater twice.
It counts.
Thank you.
It counts.
Good job. Well, 43% have not been to a movie theater in this this year of 2022, 57% have.
Do you see how modern I am?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and that's why some of the theater numbers aren't where they should be. Because, and it's funny how, you know, they, particularly directors talking about this movie, you go, well, there's some people, it has to be worth it. Like, for me, it has to be worth it. I'm not going out for just some bullshit. And then for the other people, they go, well, I bought a 85-inch TV and everything streams, so I'll wait for the 30 days for it to be on a streaming service. You know, why risk it?
The pandemic definitely changed the math on when you go see a movie.
Mm-hmm. It better be worth it. I'm not coming out the house for just anything. Yeah,
everything now is like, am I willing to get sick for Black Panther? Okay, I'll get sick for Black Panther. Am I willing to get sick for Avatar? I'm going to need to see some reviews, you know?
Come on.
Do you think that Avatar dude is a little... is upset about these water movies, especially this last Black Panther. It's like, all I had was swimming around fucking water.
I think so, because he's one of those directors that got, in his interview, talked shit about Marvel movies. I know you probably see this a lot, Keith, because you follow movies, but this thing where like every director that's not doing a Marvel movie has to do some kind of like, and this is why the movies ain't shit thing, and he did it. And I was thinking like, okay, but not you, because you actually make huge budget movies. Like you're not giving like an alternative to Marvel. Motherfucker, you just want to be Marvel yourself. And I think in that same article, they said his budget for this movie is so big. If this movie is not a top three selling movie of all time, it will lose money.
Of all time?
Of all fucking time.
Which movie is this that has to measure?
Avatar, the sequel to The Secret. Avatar, The Way of Water, the sequel to the first one.
Okay.
No way is it going to make that money.
I'm going to tell you something maybe shocking.
2019 prices. Mm-mm.
I really didn't like the first Avatar.
I think a lot of people didn't like it.
No, but like, everyone was like, oh my God, and the feelings parades, and you must have loved it, and you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, it was the most pushing down my throat, fucking hippie, obvious, wanting to be deep garbage. Mm. And I had to wear glasses for it the whole time. I had to take that shit off halfway through. Then I realized we're only halfway, and I'm like, the 3D isn't even worth it on this shit. Oh my God. Cave Paradise. We already did the song. This is a 2-hour long movie about a fucking concept that, they thought they were so deep. Oh my God.
Yeah,
goodness.
Remember Unobtainium was the fucking thing at the end? It's like, we need to get some Unobtainium.
Then I was sleeping. I was like, did we unobtain something? I don't fucking.
I will say, like, at the time, I definitely remember the hype around it. I remember going to see it and leaving the theater going, that's why you go to theaters. Because, like,
that's why you go
once
theaters.
You get home, it's just a movie with a very straightforward plot with no real twist to it. It's only that you can only feel this level of immersion in a big-ass thing. And so I think I saw it twice and it was like, oh man, it made the most money ever and all this shit. But then it's weird that guy's like, these Marvel movies are just spectacle. There's no heart. I'm like,
what the fuck are you making?
Bro, I saw your movie. It was just spectacle. I wasn't even knocking it for being just spectacle. So what is this coming from? You don't get to be this guy. That's all I'm saying.
No, and all them dudes are like old white dudes. It's like, I don't see no women complaining.
Right.
No people of color, no LGBTQ. None of these other directors are just old white
men. As an old white man, I just don't know why you can't see my 30th mobster movie. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah, my no diversity plot having cast I always draft.
And I'm Tim Burton and I don't cast black people, and I don't see why the fuck y'all keep going to see Black Panther. God damn it.
The new Avatar is 3 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Oh,
are you joking?
Oh my God. No. For real?
Yeah, for real.
Are the main characters from the other movie in this? What was it? Zoe Bechamel? Mm-hmm. Not Bechamel, the other one.
Yeah, she's
Saldana. Thank you.
Wow, look at you.
Okay, now.
Thank you.
She's in it. That guy that didn't become a famous action star, Sam Worthington, he was the star in the first one. Mm. And then he just flopped for like 8 movies straight. So now he's back to this. He's in it still. Like,
that's why I'm asking if Zoe's in it, because she's huge. She's like in everything. Exactly. She seems to be picking what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she started off in a Britney Spears movie. Okay.
Right.
That is probably why I know her name.
Yeah, she getting money. So, I mean, the check's still clear, but I'm just saying.
I don't know.
No way this fucking movie is good. And what is the math on 3 hours and 10 minutes? Can you even make a lot of money if your movie's 3 hours and 10 minutes? You can't get people in and out the theater.
Just the price of renting out the theater. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Never mind. You have stuff in it.
The turnaround is not there. Yeah.
I used to like love James Cameron because he's a dick, but his movies always made a shit ton of money. So, he was like one of old school dicks where you're like, he's a dick, but he ain't exaggerating when he's like, no, my fucking Titanic movie's gonna make all the money. And you're like, oh, we'll see. And then it does. And you're like, okay, all right, James. But now that he's shitting on the Marvel movies, I'm like,
and times have changed.
I kind of want to see you fail. I kind of want to see you humbled a little bit so you can be like, oh, it is a little bit harder to make a fucking movie that's over 2 hours and people want to see it? It is hard. Oh,
it is. That's why when people talked about the Marvel movies, like, yeah, it was hard to keep that up and have all those people consistently come to the theaters to see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are not trying to be funny. I have a limit. Everybody else, I'm like, hey, I want to have, let's wrap this shit up. You know, 90 minutes, I start getting fidgety. I'm like, okay, y'all not keeping my attention. Let's get this to moving. Recently I've been like that. And it's probably because, like you said, the luxury of being at the house where you're like, hey, you know what? You have to have all my undivided attention in order for me to actually be here for 3 hours.
See, but I also think, like, you guys might be used to it. We went without having gone to the movie theater in a while. So we were like, play these cushions, you know, upholders, room. And there were only like two other people in the theater. So my feet were everywhere. And, you know, it was an experience. We were thinking of going out to eat before or after. But that, you know, it takes a lot of coordination with this movie shit.
And what's funny, you haven't really been back since. So even with all the accoutrements, you weren't like, and now I'm going to start going to movies all the time. It's like, that was nice.
Well, name a movie. Name a movie that I'm supposed to get excited about right now. I don't watch the superhero stuff. Yeah. And it sounds like everyone's only talking about superhero shit.
I can think of one. She said, which every woman should see, according to Keith Malley.
Not going to the theater for that.
Me either. I
will just
not.
Live my life and live it. And then fucking watch it when I can lay down, because I'm going to need to.
A rare Keith Malley seal of approval and no effect.
No, doesn't matter.
No Keith Malley bump. Yeah.
No, it sounds really good because I remember you saying Bombshell was really good and I watched that and I was really glad that I did. So I will watch this movie and you'll have to remind me that it's called She Said. But but I'm not going to the theater for that. I'm not paying $20 to tell me.
There's no movie I could have said. I just thought I'd throw one out there.
I looked at it like my $20 helped the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, let's see. What are you going to do with my money? Oh, you're flying this a victim in London. Interesting.
Yeah. Right. Oh, speaking at another conference. We love to see it. We love to see it. It's my TED Talk money.
It also bothered me is a big word, but it bothered me when James Cameron... He was neck and neck with between Avatar and
Avengers Endgame.
Avengers
this
Endgame.
Motherfucker.
And so he's this like, oh, look, we're still number one, but you guys are close, huh?
Right.
Like, oh, that's really just to say your movie, which was so old, Titanic, right. Just to bring it up again. And then Endgame does take over. And so he ended up making a Photoshop of the giant A for Avengers logo. That's the iceberg. And it's like, look, we tried a classic fight, but it looks like it's you again, which means to me, because I have an ego problem, I'm going to have to put it back in theater, say it's a 30-second anniversary.
You
but
can't
anyways.
Casually millionaires fight in front of us.
Right,
that's stupid.
Right.
Right.
just call us broke.
That's not the same fights that we have.
Right.
Like, as a funny, you know.
And none of us cared. You know what I mean? Like we care in the, like when a movie's out, you care in like a, oh wow, it's still making money. That's really great that they were able to make that much money. I enjoyed that movie or I didn't. But you're not going, it's really great, but 32 years ago, Titanic was out.
Right.
Now, I don't know if it should be making more than Titanic. Like, that's just stupid at that point.
Even if you are doing that, that's a moment in your life. It's not what you expect the people who are benefiting
we're not
the
like,
greatest.
I hope James Cameron get on the case, because this this outrage won't stand. It's time to re-release this shit.
It's nostalgia. You got a whole generation of people that weren't even born when this movie came out, and they are not interested in going to see it.
But
so that's going to be interesting when this comes out too, because you're going to have a group of people going, I'm not going to see.
Well, they already know how it ends. It's Titanic, you know.
He should have changed it. Yeah, it's not Quentin Tarantino's Titanic.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be a different type of Titanic.
You know what? It is fun to get movie references. I understood that.
All right. Hey, welcome to the club.
Okay.
This is how people feel all the time, Hamdo.
Interesting. Ignorance is not hilarious. It's just bliss.
All right. It's yummy time.
Oh boy.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Next episode title. Just the title. Now I won't say the guest. I'll let Karen say the guest.
K-A-T-G.
But.
K-A-T-G. Episode 3606.
And it's like when you
do
have.
Do you not know, Kenda?
Half, no, I don't.
50-50.
We have. What? Yeah, I didn't even give it a clue, Keith. I feel like you're cheating over there. I feel like you're cheating.
I know who it is, though.
Uh-huh. Karen, what's the guest name?
Mike Kaplan.
Nice.
Of course. Yeah. Was he an asshole?
No. He was in that he didn't, he really tried to gaslight us all thinking it wasn't a big deal, his horrible, horrible, horrible loss in Silent Trailers. And to act like it wasn't on all our fucking minds, kind of as as an asshole move.
Yeah, yeah.
But we discussed it, so it's burning. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that. In this episode, apparently him, this doctor, played a prank that wasn't a prank about the machines going down. Mm-hmm. I've had that happen before, so particularly when I do my mammogram, because I've been twice, and when I go, I just schedule the whole day off, because one time I went, and I was already there, and the machines went down, so something that should have been maybe 20, 30 minutes ended up being like 2-3 hours, and then another time I went, something else happened, so they do periodically, they just be like, you know what, the machines ain't working.
It's just odd. Like, I had just crossed the bridge into Manhattan.
Oh, so you were on your way.
Yeah, I was on my way. So, like, this thing was happening very shortly. And I'm like, okay, the machines went down. That's fine. Can I come in, like, the next, whatever, Wednesday? And they're like, well, we've been calling people because, so, like, so now all the appointments are taken. I'm like,
okay, I got pushed back.
But my appointment's about to happen. How long have you been calling people? That math doesn't add up. But right. I was like, okay, what am I going to do? Fight with you now? So I'm like, right. I don't know.
You got to come in and cool. plug it Thank in. You. Yeah. Like, I think it does work. scan me. I don't give a fuck.
And how do they test it? What doesn't work? It sounds like it turns on or it doesn't. Like, do they have to call somebody? They're like, hey, let's do an MRI with you. And they're like, why? And it's like, well, we know you're fucked up and we have to make sure it matches.
Yeah, you ever try to set up a Wi-Fi printer? You know,
sure,
it's probably like that.
Yeah,
because like it worked that first day when you set it up, and you'd be like, "Oh, I can't wait to be wirelessly printing in this bitch."
Yeah,
and then every time after that, it never works. Right?
Mm-hmm. Have to reset it, reboot it.
Yeah, it was like they got a troubleshooter on the computer for it, which means it ain't gonna never work. Is why do there need to be a troubleshooting program for this shit?
I think this is the second time, though, that they changed the appointment. Yeah, it's the second time. This was 2 weeks ago. I set my appointment. Then I waited. Then that day they changed it. Now they changed it again. So that's
we remember. Thing. My question is this. Did you feel the Bugs Bunny energy rising in you? Like, oh, when you do the podcast, though, nothing matters. Nothing counts. It's loosey-goosey today, baby. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was like, I'm already in Manhattan. I'm going to go uptown to Harlem. And get a pack of edibles.
There you go.
Because if I just turned around and went on the bridge, it might have turned into that energy. So I'm like, well, I'm already on the way somewhere. Let me be on the way somewhere else and like let it all out on a bike. I went a few miles and then came back home.
Okay. Because I didn't feel when I heard the news on the show, I was like, oh, it's time for some bugs. Let's go. That's all, folks. And it felt like it was kind of chill. So I was like, oh, I guess.
See, and that's why.
It didn't hit her the same. But I was looking forward to it. I'm not going to lie.
Bless you.
But him to you and Mike did talk about a tumor diet. And that doesn't sound yummy. I don't think I would want a tumor diet. I think I would pass on that. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I should have done, right? I don't know. You live, you learn. No, thank you is what I should have said.
And I know. No, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, no.
I'm good. And Mike had a vegan Thanksgiving. Vegans, they eat too much just like us, apparently. I was like, fucking funny. So y'all overeat too.
I do love
y'all supposed to be the healthy group.
I don't know why it cracked me up so much, but I do love him thinking the Venus flytrap is the most is the plant that feels the most.
I asked and he had an answer.
He thought about it.
That's
processed it.
That's my favorite visual moment of the show, because the look on Keith's face when Mike just dropped that really quick, he almost fell out of his chair. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious.
Yeah. You can hear the
joy. He's a computer. So his mind is always like, thinking about random shit.
Of course he thought of it, you know? Mm-hmm. I bet it's wrong too. I bet it's like a tree or corn or some shit. It's probably something we eat, but they won't be able to feel superior if we find out.
Right. It's a jagger bush somehow. Okay.
Yeah.
It's happening. Also in this episode, we were back on the white people news, Dancing with the Stars, and apparently nobody won.
Oh, lots of controversy on the forums. Keith, is there an update on the bet?
I guess if I just make it up now, we each picked two people on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. One of mine beat one of hers. One of hers beats one of mine. The controversy, though, is now, does that make things even? Or is it whoever got further period and we ignore the two people's lowest scores? I always pictured it this way. What did you guys think?
Oh, man.
He clipped it. Did you play the clip? I haven't had a chance to be able to play the clip because he clipped it.
He did.
Do you have the clip?
All right, hold on.
Let's go to the tape, everybody. All right.
Because according to him, I said, but whoever gets closest to the first place, and Keith said, yeah, but that yeah could have been like yeah sure, but does yeah sure count because
yeah,
we're betting?
Yeah, I think was the exact quote, and Svag was on it. Okay, when they Svag found a time. Okay, I don't know.
I never heard it out loud. I always heard it as Savage in my head, and you just said Svag, and I'm like, yep, my Svag talked. I'm right.
I hope I'm saying it right. I know that's how it's spelled.
No, I like it.
Yeah. But they found the fucking time. I was on the forums like, because I think he was like, find the fucking quote, and then like, you got till tonight. Don't be taking all day. And they were like, actually, I'm a couple minutes late, but I did find it, and here's the clip. I was like, damn, you took that serious.
Well, because you could
challenge accepted.
Yeah, you could find the first episode that we talked about it because it's in the show notes as we got a bet for Dancing with the Stars. So,
and I'm all into this shit. I told y'all I like hearing y'all bet on stupid shit because. At once, I care the most while y'all are talking about it, and then the second y'all are done talking about it, I can't remember whatever it
was. Yeah, I think we should do a constant bet. There should constantly be a bet between me and Keith all the time, and if we have to football it, I'm willing to.
Yeah.
Not football it.
Whatever it is. It just sounds fun. And this is
I'll
something
bet
to
movies.
Talk about.
I don't know. Yeah. Let's do it. At least a $5, maybe $10 bet going all the time. And if we can't come up with one, help us out.
Yeah.
What do you want us to bet on?
Right,
God, I do have a problem. I just heard me. What the hell?
Well, I knew when I saw the clip, I said, Hemda's too competitive to let it go. So this will come up on the show at some point.
Let's put money on it.
Okay.
I got $5 on the cheerleader.
Okay. The cheerleader, just to be clear for everybody.
I don't even know who that is. Maybe I should look her up. Okay, wait. When was she a cheerleader? Hold on.
Gabby Windy. She was an NFL cheerleader for the Denver Broncos.
What? What's her last name?
She worked as an ICU nurse. People like that.
What? Oh, she wins. Okay. $5 on her. Yep.
Okay, so you won $10 on Gabby.
$10? All right. I knew we wanted to get away with $5. No, you said $5.
Well, there's two of us, so we'll make it 10. And I'll put 10 on Wayne Brady out of those two.
Okay. Now is it should we go with whoever reaches further because they might both not win?
Yeah,
okay. So whoever reaches further. Okay.
Answering in the Heights. And that's where he stopped it.
Sorry. The quote was not yeah. The quote was yeah. Yeah, of course.
Because I'm saying whatever goes further, yeah, we're going to do whoever goes further, of course.
So I got further.
But that's not the way I thought it was understood.
That's not the way English is?
I think...
Put some grammar into it. Put a comma. Where's the comma go? What happened?
I think it would have been clear 5 seconds after. You don't just stop at yeah, sure. Show that extra minute. We always do. Don't give me that face. We always, when we're doing some kind of news story, Whoopi Goldberg loses her shit, doesn't know if the world's flat, we give the minute before the minute after.
All right, Fatch, we need another minute in the forums to clear up this bet. to see what really happened. Right now, I'm leaning towards Hemda. Okay.
I see you leaning.
I do think there's an argument to be had, which is y'all had bet on four people, like two different
wasn't
payers.
It understood? Wasn't it understood that somebody could win $20?
That's what I was thinking.
Someone in that case, not just taking the furthest.
Actually, in that case, you even more are taking the furthest because there's not one winner. There's two winners. That means I extra win.
But
just
the
now.
Way it worked
Holy
out is.
Holy shit.
How do you extra that win math just adds now? Up.
I just won.
Wait. But the way it worked out is Hemda got the highest. Keith got the second and third highest, and then Hemda got the lowest. So then it kind of balances out to zero again. I guess it depends on. I guess we need a further.
However, if we thought that two people could win on the same team, then we're taking them like they were different.
That's a valid point. I can't wait to see how this resolves itself throughout the rest of the year. I'll be watching closely.
Yes, I will.
You take it from here. You know what's up. Yes, you got it next week.
I actually love this because I'm like for the teams too, because like I said, my pick would have definitely been Wayne Brady, but you know, racism and all that stuff.
Sure.
He probably outdanced everybody because he's really, really good.
Who won?
Some TikToker. Her mom went in, I think, is the daughter that won.
Oh, okay. Ah. All right. Good for him, I guess.
That makes sense. But white people love Wayne Brady, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. Nah, everybody loves Wayne Brady. Should have an airport named after him.
I think maybe he was like on screen too many weeks and they realized finally that he was black and they were like, oh, shit, we've been voting wrong.
Got too real. God.
Then they were like, wait, what's Shangela? Holy shit.
Right. Oh, no. What is going on? Who vetted these people?
Yeah. Wait, why are people calling me open-minded? What the fuck have I been doing?
Right.
What has been happening? Oh, and the last thing, we had a Matt Damon silent trailers, apparently, where people was just guessing movies that he's been in. I liked his Bourne. I stopped watching it because it got too ridiculous for me. Because
he wasn't in it anymore.
Mm-hmm, yeah, the Jeremy Renner one was stupid.
It wasn't Born. It was some other active movie.
Yeah.
It was a miscarriage of film.
I really hate when like the good guy or whatever, the main person, doesn't really win the last fight. That's a little bit of a pet peeve, you know, because like I forget whoever he was saving like kicked the motorcycle with the other guy on it or some shit. And you're like, wait, they built that guy up the whole movie to be the guy you got to kill. You can't just die in like a car crash. You got to fucking kill that guy. You got to like fight on a roof in the rain, you know?
It's hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah. John Wick would never.
Oh, would never. And I'm ready for the next John Wick. I've watched them all.
Should have never killed that man's dog.
That's something I risk the Rona for. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm ready for that. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, do you resent it when you don't get thanked for opening a door for a stranger? I believe we talked about, that was the one, right? And with some guy killed, at least brandished weapons to two women because he didn't understand why he wasn't thanked and didn't leave there. The police saw him, was like, hold on, sir, 1 second. The guy's like, I'm glad you're here, actually. Can I find my complaint? Yeah, did not say thank you. And then I picture the woman as she's talking to cops, like just goes above and beyond thanking them for everything. Like, okay, yeah. Can I borrow your pen? Thank you for the pen. And here it's back to you and you're welcome, but not too much. But do people really resent when a stranger doesn't say thank you? 37.5% said yes. It really doesn't. And what I mean by that, I don't know if this was obvious. Do you think, but what do I mean by resent? Do you think about it at the end of that night? Do you want to punch right then and there? You know, I couldn't tell you how many doors I opened at the end of the day, but I guess people can. And I think it sticks in their craw, 37.5%.
I think it's like if you open a door, like I'll put it, let's go the other way. When someone opens a door for me, I do always thank them now.
Sometimes I don't. If it's like if they weren't really paying attention. Honestly, sometimes
I didn't feel like talking to anybody. Yeah. I didn't feel like opening my mouth. I might have nodded. You might have missed it. You made mm-hmm. me rush to go to the door because it's on your fucking timing now. I don't want to interact with you. I don't want to look at you. And I don't want you to think that I'm starting a conversation. There's so many elements. Get the fuck off of me.
So that's the thing, right? I sometimes resent that I said thank you to the person. Cause like, sure. I'm not like, cause if I open a door for somebody, like it's, I do appreciate it. Like, appreciate it. It don't have to be a thank you so much, but it's acknowledgement of you're a human being that did a thing, right? I think that's cool if you want to do it. But I
that's what we should say, by the way. You're a human being that did a thing. Okay.
Yeah. Appreciate you. Yeah. Whatever the fuck, you know. But that could also be from, I'm from the South, so everything's fucking thank you and whatever, even when you don't mean it. Right. But it is, right. But I definitely hit people with the thank you, even when they do that bullshit where they hold the door open and now I'm running. You know what I'm saying? I got a box or something I'm carrying. And I fucking, and every time I go, I'm like, thank you. And then a second later in my hand, I'm like, well, fuck them though, right? They saw me running. I had the door. I didn't need to. That's the resentment I have.
You know what? I always thank people, or at least like nod them or whatever is mm-hmm. Whatever makes sense for the thing. Maybe they're still mad at me at the end of the day. Here's what though. These are all result oriented, nice tasks, mm-hmm. which means check your manipulation fucking level, which means if this is bothering you, most of your interactions are based on manipulation and manipulative language and you don't mm-hmm. even realize it. If that's what you're taking home at night is people didn't thank you, then you are doing a lot of things just to be thanked.
Yeah. Like I said, if that's the case, just don't do it. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. Like,
no, I agree.
If the whole thing is mm-hmm. I want acknowledgement, just don't do it, you know? And like I said, I'm accustomed to it that I've been behind people. They just let the door slam in my face. I have the ability to open up this door myself. So I will, like, and I'll just keep it trucking. You know, I want.
Sometimes I open the door in a weird way because I don't want the interaction. Mm-hmm. Like, you ever see somebody where you're like, if I don't open this door, they might fucking say something. What is here? I'm walking out the door, you're right behind me. Come on.
Yeah, like, you swing it open, you'll get it up. Yeah, at the swing back.
I think everyone should just switch to the heterosexual man open the door version.
It's not
friendly. It doesn't require any interaction between the two people. And it's sometimes even makes it harder to get out the door. But it's always that thing where, like, I'm going out the door, I'm pushing the door. Good luck. You better catch this shit. Whatever. You can let it close in front of you if you fucking feel inclined to. But I don't want to talk to you. You don't want to talk to me. Just fucking do it. Because I think the thing that fucks all this up is the guy opening the door for a woman as a way to have an interaction with a woman.
Yes.
I think everyone, that's the one part of this that is always like, is this going to be a fucking thing? Mm-hmm. You know, oh, you looking pretty today, man. I'm just like, oh, now it's a thing. So I don't want to thank you. You know what I mean? I don't even want to start this.
Only hold the door open if you're wearing a rainbow bracelet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a black one too. That means you'll punch somebody if they try to say something to me about this door.
And something like, and for me, sometimes I still say thank you. But I remember one time a dude opened up the door and I said, thank you. And he got an attitude with me talking about, well, I was holding it for my wife. And I looked at him and I was like, well, I didn't know that she was behind me.
Right. See,
like, I'm not trying to fuck you, sir. You just opened up a goddamn door.
Honestly, though, that's a good man. That's a good man. Treated you exactly as he would treat anyone else that walked through that door that wasn't his wife. Wow, that's a feminist right there. That's like when Batman punches a woman supervillain.
Yeah, so a situation like that could be like, this is why I don't say anything. Let's walk on by.
Yeah, it's funny how it only takes like one person for us to be like, and that's it for doors for me. I go through windows now because fuck that one guy.
I honestly think that guy is so nervous about his own wife.
Oh, for sure.
And you know what? He's definitely cheating. Oh, you're projecting. You want. Yeah. It's like you mm-hmm. did something and I just happened to be the target of that energy. I'm not fucking her, baby. Do you hear mm-hmm. me? I turned pussy down, baby. You hear me?
What happens when you when another guy holds the door open for his wife? He's got to fucking fight him or something.
Yeah, he does.
He probably knock him down.
He probably goes up, closes the fucking door.
pushes that dude out the way.
Yeah, he closes the door from the guy and then opens it again for his wife. Like, okay, baby, I secured the door.
Spartan kicks him out the way.
Right.
Hadouken, get out of here.
Yeah. Fucking weirdo.
I'm picturing all the stories my dad had to extrapolate from door interactions, whether he was holding or somebody else was. You know that he didn't see it. He had to move on with his life doing nothing, but he knows somehow that that person works for the King of England and is the head of something. And
it has to be something spectacular. It can't just be a normal interaction.
No, it's right. Somehow it leads to, you know, the royal family. It's a whole thing. That's just one. I randomly open doors that I pass on the street. Yeah, it really confuses the town. Yeah, try to catch
it. Never let them know your next move, dog.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I always keep them guessing.
I go up to auto opening doors and pretend that I opened it for you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as it opens up for the grocery store, I'm like, everyone's welcome within a 5-foot radius. I actually don't shop here, and then I leave.
By the way, do you guys eat octopus?
All the time. Yes.
They don't seem so smart, right?
You know what? They definitely seem smart in the Facebook videos. You know what I'm talking about, like reels and shit? But on a plate,
yeah,
it's not giving smart to me.
No,
you know?
No, not even like
also
checkers.
Not that tasty.
No, they're rubbery.
Yeah, kind of rubbery. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really hold flavor often. You got to like maybe fry it to even make it good. So
some people put them in rolls.
I'm not really sure why we're eating them, to be honest. But I have had it a few times.
All right.
But yeah, oh man, you know it was that octopus propaganda in motherfucking Finding Nemo 2 or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Remember how smart that fucking octopus was?
No spoilers.
When the octopus got his GED, I was like, this is enough. Okay?
Can't have you going to college and shit. What is this?
Motherfuckers driving a car halfway through the film. It's like, what is this shit? No octopus can do this. The fish aren't doing this.
You are not special. Last week, no notes. We was there.
It was great.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Possibly best show.
Rave reviews.
Everyone loved it.
Hip hip cheerio.
Lots of comments on the forums. Good job, everybody.
Yes. And the last episode of this week is...
Oh, wait. We have to... Yummies for the name.
Oh.
So it's Chewin' A 108.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the G in LGBTQ, that's the first part of the title.
Gay.
All right.
Gay identifier.
Damn, he is so fucking good.
My week.
Hey, he got 2 out of 3. Congrats, Keith.
On the road.
Rules are the rules.
The rules are the rules. But Newsy is back, baby. We at the normal rate. Celebration. We was below average for a while.
It's very weird that we keep track of our friend's sexual activity every week.
I mean, it's definitely a segment on the show that he seems to like. I mean, it would be weird at this point, though, of like 108 episodes in, he was just like, guys, that's personal.
Do you mind if I don't?
What is happening here?
Hey, you're asking a lot of questions.
Look, I don't know this father of three's feelings. Who am I to say the story? Yeah.
Did I have sex this week? Come on. Let's stop.
Let's get classy.
You guys also talked about the technical issues on silent trailers. Maybe it's just me, but I was fine. It wasn't no like
hiccup
on my side. I was like, okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So just so y'all know.
Yeah, he talked about hearing himself back, so there's just a pause. But yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Didn't go live, but nobody knew that. Yeah.
Right.
Only the people who were backstage saw the trouble.
Okay, because I was like, oh, for my side, I was like, I didn't
see.
I also love the performer math in your head, right? Because in your mind, that's 10 minutes. And in reality, it was like 30 seconds that y'all thought all that shit, you know?
Right.
So, oh, fuck,
probably not even, yeah.
Yeah, is it going to work? Is this and we're live. Welcome to Silent Trailers. Like, oh, of course. We've done this a lot of times.
We are professionals, right? And also, I like that Newsy was talking about like a carry bag or as my mom and them called it, he had a hoe bag.
Mm-hmm.
Where you like take things. I have I keep it in my pocketbook. I keep a toothbrush, toothpaste, and deodorant in my pocketbook because.
God, are you concerned?
No.
No.
Hoe is life. Okay.
Yes, and it's just life.
It's gonna happen. It's nothing. I mean,
hey, her parents taught her. They taught
she
her.
May need to. She may need to use that for me. It may be like, oh God, we gotta get some deodorant going on. I'm not gonna assume the worst.
Yeah, and also, I don't go into the office, but when I went into the office, you know how I have like a routine, and if I do anything to break the routine, I'll forget. So then I'd be at work going, did I brush my teeth? Fuck. So then I just doubly brush them. I'd be like, did I put on deodorant? I don't know. So I'd rather be extra fresh. Then not fresh at all. So that's why I started those things in my person. And particularly, you know, sometimes with deodorant, people go, I got deodorant. Sure, I sure do. Here you go. So, you know, not for me, you won't be funky either. You know, it's mm-hmm. one of them things where you just kind of just do those things just out of habit. And particularly being a woman, I keep a decent sized pocketbook that I keep all that stuff in there. And so,
And that bag's not that hoish. Like, there's no condoms. There's no food.
My bag.
Ball gag. There's no cock rings. I mean, I feel like Newsy's hoe bag is right, running circles around that.
So. Oh yeah. Newsy hoe bag got mine beat. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mine is nothing like that. Yeah. But so
it's running
I
cock
that.
Ring circles.
Oh. Oh yeah. We see you, Newsy, and we love you, Newsy, and that's it. Shout out to Bianca. I like to give Bianca a shout out. I don't think we're gonna go additional 20 minutes this time.
Never know. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
We will say that Rod is on our live show next week.
Yes,
whoop. The premiere of the game show, going against Bianca, Nick Vatterott, and Keith. In a game show, we will explain as soon as we get all the rules together.
Oh, yeah. I just found out that we're not going to all be on the team against Keith. It's going to be us versus everybody.
That's right. Ooh. That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're still going to play silent trailers. We're going to work this shit out. It's happening next week. The only people with tickets to the live show are the people who backed the Kickstarter at any level. Mm-hmm. If your name is on the 2022 Kickstarter, you're in there. Now, let's say you're Appiah. You might be sleeping by the time the live show is happening. You're overseas. That's fine. We're sending it to
Holy
you.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
In time to vote, because this premiere will decide what game show will be played in the Keith and the Girl universe for 2023.
Oh,
so be there and vote. Go to the Kickstarter now. We just put up another video, keithandthegirl.com/kick. Shout out to Xerxes who put together that video. It's got a little cleverness in it. Take a look. Mm-hmm. And listen, if you can't give monetarily, share something of the show. But we do need everybody collectively looking at this. Thank you.
What percentage are we at now? I gave to the Kickstarter as well.
76%.
Yes. Nice. Oh.
Now, and we're 76%, but the thing is we need 12 more backers to add to one more show to the week and 262 more backers to get it back to 5 days. That's not a lot of backers.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're like, do we hope for 500 backers?
It can happen. And I say we want to go above the goal, right? It's not just let's get to the goal. Like, let's make this shit awesome. Let's go as far as we can. We got to get the Bible is read by Keith Malley.
That'd be amazing.
Like, we got to get everything. Everything that's achievable, let's just have it.
Let's be greedy, y'all. Let's
KG 2022, 2023. Let's go.
Well, check it out. Check out the video. You know, keithandthegirl.com/kick. Even just going there is really, really helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're really excited. And if I'm not mistaken, this is me and Roderick's last week for the year.
Yeah. That's yep. Right. Bianca's got it from here. Mm-hmm. She's going to take y'all through the rest of the year. And I'm sure it's going to be awesome. She's going to get to the bottom of this bet.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see how she rules.
Yes. Wow. You're going to represent the crew.
I think y'all just need to find another bet, double or nothing. I think, you know, clear up the confusion, Double or Nothing. Y'all come up with something with very clear rules so Fash doesn't have to get any more clips.
Well, this is definitely going to affect what Kyle gets for Christmas. So it is, we do have to.
Oh, yeah.
I need an answer.
High stakes, baby. Is she getting a massage coupon or is she getting a massage? Let's find out.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Am I getting a mojito while we're at the Dominican Republic or am I just drinking the water?
Let's find out.
Let's find out.
Okay. We want to see.
That's what we're here for. That's why we came. So I'm excited about everything. And like they said, support, show up, show out, let them know that we don't want them to quit. We actually going to give y'all more work to do. Not like y'all don't give yourselves more work to do and new ideas when nobody says shit. They'll be like, y'all know what? We're thinking about something new. You'll be like, did nobody say that? Where did this come from?
100% more work.
Yes. Yes. Mo, K-A-T-G, Mo Keith and the girl. Yes, that's what we're here for. So I'm excited and I'm happy for y'all. And we thank you for everybody that's been listening to me and Roderick and Bianca do last week, all year, another year down and many, many more to go. So we appreciate that. And so from me and Roderick, I have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all the crew.
And Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and whatever Festivus and whatever.
And if you don't celebrate it, take the time out, work and love it.
All that shit. Y'all
and
know
not
what
to
it
cut
is.
You guys off, but you know, these two host The Black Guy Who Tips. And if you're looking for more stuff, you know, Bianca's going to take it from here on last week. But if you're looking for more Karen and Rod, The Black
we'll be
Guy
around.
Who Tips.
Check us out. We be talking about shit.
Yeah, we be it's around. Crazy. Fans crossover. Apia be in our room showing up and showing out. And they absolutely love Apia. We joke at Apia. We say Apia's from the future. Because anytime we put a post, she's like the first person in it. She get mad if she's not the first person. She'd be like, dang it, somebody got here before me. I said, I know you in the future over there.
It's true.
Put us on some type of hot sauce spread. I mean, it's out. We out here.
We out here. Yes.
It's a great crossover.
It is. It's a great crossover. So we appreciate people that come check us out. And we always are shouting y'all out. So we've had fans that cross over to you guys. So it's just a big old love fest. I know they don't really like the love fest, but it's a big old love fest over love here. We appreciate that. So from me and Roger to everybody else, have a good one. Keefandthegirl.com.